Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stepmiller. A little froggy today. It is Wednesday, folks. First day of May. May Day. Commie Day. Well, we have something to celebrate in America. Now the communists do. They have their own day. May Day. You know, it's getting pretty bad, folks. You think it was worse before with Donald Trump and the snowflakes? Yeah. They really can't catch Donald in anything. That's really what's making him mad. Well, round two with Mr. Barr, the Attorney General. And Lindsey Graham, I was told that Lindsey Graham actually grew a pair. And he was reading emails between Strzok and, was that Hillary Clinton? Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, who, Julie? Paige? Okay. At any rate, Lindsey Graham's reading these things verbatim. And he drops the F-bomb without blinking an eyeball. Now, this is Mr. I'm no Adam's Adam Apple, and I'm the protege of, the guy that died from Arizona. And he was the first one up in the bar. I guess they called it a hearing. And they've got nothing, but that's not stopping them talking about it. 2.5 years straight, folks. And somebody's got to be funding these people. Because look, in television, your advertising pays the bills. Except when you don't have an audience and the advertisers have nobody to sell their product to. And they've been on a tear now for 2.5 years, and it's driven most of the sane people, I say sane because any sane person would understand and recognize that, you know, you tried lowering the bridge, and now you're trying to raise the water. They're trying each way that they can to get under this president's skin and get him impeached. How many presidents have we had? I mean, I can go down the laundry list and just off the top of my head find reasons why Republican and Democrat presidents should have been impeached. They don't have that much on Trump, and they're still digging until they find something. And the more they dig, the less they find. But that's turning off the audiences. They don't want to hear it anymore. You know, it reminds me of the days when we had three channels. Remember those days? Johnny Carson, I think he started in what, the 60s, took over from Jack Parr. NBC ended up their budget, just off of advertising, running Carson's show, just one show a night for 5 days a week, was paying more than 20% of that network. 20%, one show. One-fifth of the revenue came from just Johnny Carson, which was amazing. It's never happened, and it hasn't happened since. man. Look what he started a late night genre. People trusted him so much they go to sleep with him every night. And that's saying something. At any rate, enough of TV land and all of that. It's getting to the point, folks, though. It's not even laughable. It's not even comical anymore. And the entire world keeps grinding along, and you would think that there's nothing else going on this planet or our solar system, well, in our galaxy, except Donald Trump. They haven't even done a Julian Assange story. Poor Julian. There's not much being, it's out there, but there's not much being talked about. Julian Assange is taken back to Belmarsh Prison to start his 11-month sentence for skipping bail as he waits to find out whether he'll be extradited to the U.S. to face WikiLeaks charges. I slipped there. It said fake charges. Yeah, they're fake. And it's rather fascinating. You and I both know. You know this, folks. Julian Assange is not going to be extradited in the United States. Not for the purposes of putting him on trial, maybe for the purposes of an accident happening or something. Maybe an entire airplane goes down. These people have done these sorts of things before. So what's it going to be? Well, I think they parked Mr. Assange in prison for 11 months, and Mr. Assange is going to quietly go away. That's what I think is going to happen. The entire world knows who Julian Assange is. I mean, there are people that had notoriety. There were people that were famous before. But this is like the Beatles, okay? Everybody knew who the Beatles were. Most of the people on this planet could hum the tune or sing the words in English. But Julian Assange, this is on another level. So what I'm trying to relay here is that they're going to be really damned if they do. And I think they know that. Well, Julian Assange, my prediction, I'm going to get out my own Karnak hat here. My prediction is Julian Assange will never stand trial inside the United States. How could he? Could you imagine the witness list this guy would call in? And no federal prosecutor or no federal judge. This is so weighted with evidence of what Julian Assange has done for the good, not bad, that not even a crooked judge could fix this one. Well, he stood impassively with his hands clasped as a 50-week sentence was read out in a packed courtroom. Judge Deborah Taylor rejected calls for leniency based on the 7 years Assange had spent in the embassy. I guess self-imposed prisonship doesn't weigh with a judge. And, you know, in a way, I'm glad he's out of that embassy because he was starting to look like a bad version of Howard Hughes toward the end of his life. But that was brought on by drugs. I don't think Julian Assange does drugs. Defense lawyer had said that his client was forced to act because he feared kidnap and torture in America. Yeah, that would be pretty reasonable. That'd be a pretty reasonable fear. Letter from Assange apologizing unreservedly for skipping bail didn't sway the view of the judge. Yeah, you skipped bail. Yeah, you were in prison, self-imposed for 7 years, but you sent me a letter. That doesn't count. So I'm going to sentence you to 11 months. Now, what they're centering this on is Chelsea Manning and a computer hack. Well, we know that they don't do hacks. They let other people hack and give the information. That's his modus operandi. That's what he's done in the past. That's what he's always done. He doesn't have to hack anybody. They do the hacking and send him the information, and he puts it out. It's the platform that they're after. Chelsea Manning? No. Let's get Julian Assange inside a courtroom here in the United States. Let's find out the real story on Seth Rich. Let's find out who put the three bullets in his back. Let's go after the Clinton Foundation. Let's unlayer the onions there. I mean, let's get on with this. And I would happily be mono news story for a year on this one, because there's probably enough there that it could keep the news cycle going, not with the same old retread news. No, splash headline every day. He's been taken, as I said, back to Belmarsh Prison to start his 11-month sentence for skipping bail. He absconded with himself. The WikiLeaks founder spent nearly 7 years living in the embassy, where he sought asylum to avoid being extradited to Sweden over alleged sex offenses, and there's nothing there. That's a big fat nothing burger there. He was found guilty of breaching his bail and the terms on April 12th, and today received a 50-week term. 50 weeks. Just a few weeks short of a maximum possible sentence. Assange now faces a hearing about his possible extradition to the U.S. on Thursday over the allegations he conspired with intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning to infiltrate the Pentagon computers. Now, I haven't talked a whole lot about Chelsea Manning because he, she, it, I don't even know what to call Chelsea, except that I'd seen a side-by-side comparison of Chelsea Manning as a man and as a woman. Whew, man. I'll tell you what, you could hold a gun to my head and tell me that, you know, is this child? I couldn't tell you. You know, this isn't Bruce Jenner here. No, folks. This isn't Bruce Jenner reinventing himself. This is Chelsea Manning, and I swear by looking at her now, she should have been born a woman. I mean, look at this. Do they look even remotely the same, Sam? No, they don't. As a woman, she's striking. I better watch it. People think I'm going weird here. In any rate, just saying, folks. Yeah, and this, like I said, this is a big fat nothing burger because there was no request from Manning to Assange to hack computers. That's what Manning went to jail for, because he hacked the computers. It wasn't Julian Assange, so how are you going to twist this one? I'm telling you, folks, you know, I mean, it's one of these instances where you're glad he's not in the embassy, because I'm serious, folks, this guy in 7 years is age 20. He really has. And I don't know about you folks, but this type of self-imposed to keep from going to the Huskow, this is a self-imposed prison sentence. I think that would wear on an individual more than serving a seven-year stretch imposed by a judge for whatever crime, you know, spitting on the sidewalk, whatever they do. Now, prior to sentencing, Assange said in a letter read out to the court, he said, "I apologize unreservedly to those who consider that I have disrespected by the way I pursued my case. I found myself struggling with difficult circumstances." You betcha, buddy. You got the biggest news story of the century, and it's still not being told. These difficulties, the letter continued, were compounded and impacted upon very many others. He was found guilty of breaching his bail act. Taylor told Assange, "It's difficult to envision a more serious example of this offense." What, jumping bail? Seriously, Judge? In a world that is absolutely constructed by criminals and practiced every day, you're shocked at the offense? A more serious example of this offense? What exactly? Jumping bail? What? Seriously? She added, "By hiding in the embassy, you deliberately put yourself out of reach while remaining in the UK. Yeah, that was the point, Judgy Wudgy. The 47-year-old entered the embassy on June 19, 2012, while under the intense scrutiny over leaks of hundreds of thousands of classified U.S. diplomatic cables on his whistleblowing website. Well, thank you for calling it whistleblowing. The drastic move came after he exhausted all legal options in fighting extradition to Sweden over two separate allegations, one rape and the other molestation, and those cases have fell apart. You heard recently that the woman is going to reinstitute? No, she's not. because it's a big fat nothing burger. Now, unless it serves somebody's purpose to extradite him to Sweden to make him disappear, I don't know. But how do you kill a man that was more popular than the Beatles? How exactly do you do that? Because the world's journalists are watching this. The future of journalism, at least for the honest ones out there, they are sitting there watching this intently because this is going to signal to them whether they stay in their profession or get out. Because what's the point? You know, what's the point of an honest journalist continuing with his journalism career if he can't do his job? If you couldn't tell the truth, if you couldn't uncover the facts, if you couldn't tell the story, what's the point? Yeah. They should be erecting statues to this guy. But some anti-Assange group would pop up and say it's hurting their feelings and they'd have to tear them down. In mitigation for Assange, Mark Summers told the court his client had been gripped by fears of extradition to the U.S. over the years because of his work with the WikiLeaks. Yeah. He says as threats rained down on him from America, they overshadowed everything as far as he was concerned. They dominated his thoughts. They were not invented by him. They were gripping him throughout. Mr. Summers said Assange's fears that he could face rendition from Sweden to the U.S. were well-founded and not a figment of his imagination. They were trying to say that he was crazy. He was smearing feces on the wall. And he was tearing up the embassy. Now, that was not the case. I saw the same footage that everybody else saw. Practicing skateboarding in a 4x4 room. Yeah. Oh, God. Sweden at the time, he said, had a well-documented and unfortunate history of sending people to the States where they were at significant risk of ill treatment, including torture and death. Guess this is the guy that would know. Leaker, you bad guy. Said, I found myself struggling with terrifying circumstances which neither I nor those from whom I sought advice could work out any remedy. He had nowhere to go. He continues, I did what I thought at the time was the best and perhaps the only thing that could be done, which I hope might lead to a legal resolution being reached between Ecuador and Sweden that would protect me from my worst of fears. I regret the course that I took. The difficulties were instead compounded and impacted upon very many others. Whilst the difficulties I now face may have become even greater, nevertheless, it is my right for me to say this now. There were reports of discussions between Sweden and the U.S. over the matter, Mr. Summers said, his attorney. That's not a figment of his imagination. They were reasonable fears. Don't be paranoid when everybody's trying to get you. I think that's a reason to be a little paranoid, don't you? Earlier, Assange raised his fist in a gesture of defiance as he arrived in a van at court as dozens of supporters greeted him. Speaking after the sentencing, his lawyer, Jennifer Robinson, said, "Today is the first time a British court has heard a detailed evidence of concerns and fears that led Mr. Assange to seek asylum inside the Ecuadorian embassy. I encourage all of you to take time to read those submissions and come to your own conclusions about the reasonableness of him choosing to take refuge in that embassy. Seems reasonable to me. Life or death? Here's my little hidey hole. Grand castle that it is, as teeny tiny as it was. 7 years? Yeah, I would say he was afraid of something. And that, being prima facie evidence in front of this judge on this bail hearing, that should have been enough. Time served. Get out of my courtroom, Mr. Assange. That would have been the right thing to do. But we're not talking about right and wrong. We're talking about truth versus lies and what they're willing to do to hide that truth, up to and including killing people, folks. Noticed how many journalists have up and disappeared, how many activists have up and disappeared, how many people that download stuff out of a computer send it to Julian Assange and they get three in the back, those kind of acts? Yeah. Yeah.
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I was talking during the break to the staff, and I said, I'll tell you how this is going to go. He's going to do his 11 months. He's going to be wiped out of the news cycle. They're going to tell Julian Assange, you know what? You need to fade away. And if you have anything to do with WikiLeaks, we're just going to kill you. He's forcing them to do something that they're not going to be able to pull off. Okay? I mean, in my mind, it is just that simple. At any rate. On to other news. You folks out in California, you know why gas prices are... Sam, what are they now? About $2.50 here? About $2.50? They're like $4.09 a gallon in California. And I'm going to salt the story a little bit here to play a video that was done by a local news channel. Californians are pissed. You know, kind of like what set the Yellow Vest thing off in Paris when they were going to fund climate change by a gas tax. That's what started all this. And they've been trying to pervert and convert this thing to other issues, but the people of France are pissed off. They don't like the immigration policies. They don't like living around a bunch of foreigners and want to change their form of government. They're taxed out of their minds, and these are socialists that are now a little wiggy. Democrats and Republicans are quick to talk up bipartisan infrastructure deals, yet neither party wants to take the political risk of paying for it when all the options are toxic, including the obvious choice of raising the national gas tax. Increasing the gas tax is so politically fraught, it hasn't been touched in 26 years. And it didn't even come close in a meeting at the White House Tuesday between Trump and Pelosi and Chuckie Schumer to discuss an infrastructure plan. While they agreed broadly on the need of upgrade of roads, bridges, airports, they put off for 3 weeks the tougher conversation about coming up with the ways to fund an estimated $2 trillion in public works. Now, and let me stop and digress here for a second. And here again, these are twisted figures coming out of the government. It's not $2 trillion. It's $3 trillion plus now. It was $3 trillion how many years ago? Do you think things have been self-repairing? That pothole that was on the expressway that you knew where it was and you knew you had to avoid it because you weren't going to make it to work kind of pothole? Yeah. What, did that magically heal itself overnight? Somebody put a Band-Aid on it, a little antiseptic, and voila, smooth road. No. It's gotten a lot worse out there, folks. Taxes on fuel in the U.S. are among the lowest in the developed world. 18.4 cents per gallon for gasoline and 24.4 cents per gallon for diesel. And infrastructure advocates see raising the levies for the first time since 1993 as the best short-term option to generate needed revenue. Still, a measure that would be disproportionately affect the poor and rural drivers faces all kinds of opposition at levels of the political spectrum. It's also created strange bedfellows, aligning members of the conservative House Freedom Caucus, born from the Tea Party movement, and progressives such as Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, a Democratic presidential candidate. Working people have got to get to their job, get their kid to a medical appointment, shouldn't get hit again when multinationals are enjoying their big tax breaks and causing much of the wear and tear on the roads. Send Ron Wyden of Oregon. Some Democrats, including Wyden and Schumer, have said that they'd consider increasing the gas tax if it's paired with a rollback tax cuts that benefited the rich in the 2017 tax overhaul. I love it. How to raise revenue. Well, lawmakers who attended a closed-door meeting with Trump a year ago said he told them that he'd support a 25-cent per gallon tax increase of the gas tax and take the political heat, but Republican congressional leaders were opposed and Trump never backed the idea publicly. Yeah, Donald, we wouldn't. Because here's the thing. Here's, thank you for making this so simple. Here's really, here's the crux of it all. We're being taxed out of our socks. We got a government that has built bureaucracies that chew up money like a kid chews the bubble gum in his pack of baseball cards. Flavor doesn't last long and it's gone. We need more. And more they get. When was the last time you heard a serious, forget the action, but even the conversation about reducing the federal budget? Ron Paul struck a nerve and, boy, they avoided this guy like the plague once he started talking about, well, you know, we could close down all these military bases we have around the world. That doesn't mean weakening our military. Doesn't mean that at all. We would have more money for the military at that point, and we wouldn't be expending such a large sum of money. It's so large, they don't even want to tell the public. Now, and you know what's coming. The devaluation of the dollar, which they conveniently call inflation. You're not going to hear about cuts in the federal government. You're not going to hear about doing away with programs, useless agencies, which a lot of them have proved themselves lately to be useless. No, 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 no. You're going to hear the same old refrain. Raise the debt limit.
They came and took it all away.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know, maybe if we hadn't spent all that money on Israel and the wars for Israel and allowed the people who own our government steal all this money for that wasted effort, there's your money to fix your infrastructure here in America, folks. They're just pointing the money in the wrong places. And this is something I did not know, that Trump, when he was stumping for the office, said that he wants $1 trillion for the infrastructure. But the plan he released last year only included $200 billion over a decade. $200 billion is not going to fix the potholes in the inner cities, folks. It just won't. There's too much that needs to be repaired. And all of this money, and it's a lot, all this money that's been going over by this federal gas tax, forget your state taxes. Just the federal taxes should have been enough over the years for enough money to keep those repairs of the roadways and bridges up. But misappropriation of funds, we needed to go kill brown people someplace for no damn good reason. Oh, I'm sorry. They had a good reason. That's one they can't tell you. The greater project for Israel. their expansion. Well, in California, you thought people were pissed before. This is a CBS news blip here on the taxes, billions of dollars, and it's a mystery gas tax, and they don't know who did it and how it came about, and, well, they're now upset about it.
Extra hit to your wallet every time you fill up. A mystery gas surcharge costing Californians billions.
I'm sure that whoever is getting the money is not interested in having this investigated.
KPIX 5 News at 5 begins right now with a hidden charge adding insult to injury at the pump. Good evening. I'm Alan Martin.
And I'm Veronica Dela Cruz. The mystery surcharge has cost Californians $20 billion a year since 2015. No small drop in the bucket as gas tops $4 a gallon. KPIX 5's Kit Doe trying to find out where all that money is going.
$20 billion in mystery surcharges? Who is pocketing all this money? The thing is, nobody knows, and more importantly, it seems that nobody in Sacramento wants to find out.
We are here at UC Berkeley to meet up with Professor Severin Borenstein, one of the leading experts on gas prices. He has spent years crunching the numbers.
How confident are you in your calculations that there is this mystery surcharge?
Oh, I'm very confident in the calculations. It's really basic arithmetic.
Borenstein says it all started back in 2015 when a refinery explosion in Torrance caused what was supposed to be a temporary spike in gas prices. He says that surcharge has just stuck around ever since.
Starting in 2015, they were about 40 cents above where you would expect them to be in 2015. And in 2016, 17, and 18, they've been between 25 and 30 cents higher than you would expect. In total, that amounts to paying an extra $20 billion for gasoline since February of 2015.
The professor says all those billions of dollars that are unaccounted for are likely going back into the supply chain, the refineries, the pipeline owners, and retailers. But it's impossible to know exactly where until there's a formal investigation.
Do you think whoever is pocketing this money wants it known that this is happening?
Oh, I'm sure that whoever is getting the money is not interested in having this investigated. In January, 18 legislators sent a letter to the Attorney General's office saying, we need you to look into this. The Attorney General's office never publicly announces what their investigations, but I hope they are following up and are looking into it.
Borenstein estimates the average California driver has paid about $500 in mystery surcharges since 2015. That just leaves Ken Carlin shaking his head.
It doesn't surprise me that people are able to game the system. Of course, the million-dollar question is, what can we do?
In San Jose.
Yeah. What can you do? Well, what do you do with a crooked state government? Well, hell, for that matter, what do you do with a crooked federal government? You don't like the politics? Just vote new people in. You know, tell you what, I think I might become a violent person the next person that tells me that. There is a video, and this is completely visual, so I cannot play it on air, but I would urge you to go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and look at the one-hour video on Seattle, entitled, Seattle is Dying. And it is, folks. California is pretty much dead, stick a fork in it, but Seattle, Washington? Yeah. And it's horrendous. I mean, it is. I watched 15 minutes of it. I just watched one quarter of it. And I figured the listeners to this network need to really see this. This is, see, stuff that gets lost in the news cycle, doesn't it? We don't have time to report the woes, self-imposed woes of California. That's because they're owned by the very same people that have driven the likes of California right into the ground. Well, here is one that you think that glyphosate was a big deal. You've heard about the lawsuit. See, the chemical companies don't have the arrangement that the pharmaceutical companies, corporations have. They don't have their own courts, okay? And they're having to pay out massive amounts of money. And the question I still have is why would Bayer buy Monsanto with this huge liability? Why would they do it? I don't know, but I can guarantee you some heads are going to roll within the Bear organization, because this is something they can't escape. There's only been a couple of cases settled so far. There's only 11,000 lawsuits against Monsanto. Only 11,000. They're stuck. Glyphosate residues have been found in tap water, orange juice, children's urine, breast milk, chips, snacks, beer, wine, cereals, eggs, oatmeal, wheat products, and most conventional foods tested. In brief, it's everywhere. You know, why is the National Cancer Foundation, why are they so silent on the things that are causing cancers? You know, solving a problem is to first recognize what the problem is and then the causative effect of said problem. But it's like they're operating in their own universe, a parallel universe, and the twain shall never meet. As new studies continue to point to a direct link between the widely used glyphosate herbicide and various forms of cancer, the agribusiness lobby fights ferociously to ignore or discredit evidence of human and other damage. A second U.S. court jury case just ruled that Monsanto, now part of the German Bayer AG, must pay $81 million in damages to plaintiff Edwin Hadelman, who contracted non-Hodgkin's lymphoma cancer. The ruling in a lineup of another 11,000 pending cases in U.S. courts, just the U.S. courts, folks, going after the effects of glyphosate have hit Bayer AG hard, with the company announcing several thousand layoffs as its stock prices plunge. This could put them in a little coffin and nail the final nail into them. In a trial in San Francisco, the jury was unanimous that their verdict that Monsanto Roundup weed killer, based on glyphosate, has been responsible for Hardeman's cancer. His attorney said this: "It is clear from Monsanto's action that it does not care whether Roundup causes cancer, focusing instead on manipulating public opinion and undermining anybody who raises genuine and legitimate concerns about Roundup." In a second defeat for the lawyers of Monsanto, after another jury ruled in 2018 that glyphosate-based Roundup was responsible for the cancer illness of California school groundskeeper who contracted the same form of cancer after daily spraying school grounds with Roundup over the years unprotected, there a jury found Monsanto guilty of malice and oppression, in that company executives, based on internal email discovery, knew that their glyphosate products could cause cancer and suppress that information from the public. A new independent study shows that those with the highest exposure to glyphosates have a 41% increased risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is called NHL cancer. Somebody called the American Cancer Society. I guess they haven't got the memo yet. A meta-analysis of six studies containing nearly 65,000 participants looked at links between glyphosate-based herbicides and immune suppression, endocrine disruption, genetic alterations. The authors found the same key findings: exposure to GBHs, that's the glyphosate-based herbicides, and are associated with an increased risk of the NHL, that being, of course, a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Further, they stated that glyphosate alters the gut microbiome. And that's, you see a lot of that stuff being sold, right? Oh, eat Danone yogurt. It's good for the gut flora. And people are swallowing bottles of this gut flora stuff, and it doesn't really seem to be helping. Now, that definitely has an impact on the immune system. I mean, this stuff is promoting chronic inflammation, and contribute to susceptibility of invading pathogens. Wonder if that has anything to do with my death-like illness for 5-6 weeks. I don't know. Would make sense. See, the folks, the bigger picture on this is just, it's not one angle at this. This is horrendous because it's affecting the soils. It's burning out the soils. You're eating foods that's loaded up with this glyphosate stuff. And if you're lucky enough, the glyphosate was used on what? GMO crops. Oh boy, double whammy to your gut. It's no damn wonder that people are getting sick and dying from relatively benign stuff that 20 years ago you felt bad for a day or so and you got over it. Not anymore. Oh, this is... I'm not... The only thing that's coming into my mind right now is public execution. These people that knew that their product was killing people, and they hired PR firms to sell their product and to cover up the bad stuff that it's doing. These people should be... Better be careful here. We're being monitored. But if there was ever a cause for a public execution, a public trial, and a public execution, this would be it. How else are you gonna break this chain of the government corporate cutoff? That the government knows that something's wrong, but they're not going to bother them because, you know, their lobbyists are in there paying everybody bags full of money. It's easier to pay off a bunch of politicians than it is settle suits, trust me on that one. And for what they had to pay up so far, they got $11,000 just in the U.S. alone right behind that one. Uh-oh. A meta-analysis of 6 studies containing nearly 65,000 participants looked at the links between the glyphosate-based herbicides and immune suppression. In the endocrine, I guess it's called, disruption and genetic alterations. This impacts the immune system, promotes chronic inflammation. You know, how many commercials did you see for drugs out there on Crohn's disease? Oh, Crohn's. You know, I can't go out with my family. I can't go to the movies because I don't have control of my guts and my bowels. There's always somebody to sell a remedy for the problem that is being kept from the public. Isn't that amazing? Glyphosate also may act in disrupting chemicals because it's been found recently to alter sex hormone production in both male and female rats. Well, we all knew that you feed them a little bit of glyphosate and they grow tumors the size of plums. You wouldn't know you were looking at a rat unless somebody told you. In a long-term animal study by French scientists under Giles Eric Seleni, Michael Antoine and Associates, it was demonstrated that even ultra-low levels of glyphosate herbicides causes non-alcoholic liver disease. The levels the rats were exposed to per kilogram of weight were far lower than what is allowed in our food supply. According to the Mayo Clinic, today, after 4 decades of more pervasive use of glyphosate pesticides, 100 million, or 1 out of 3 Americans, now have liver disease. What? 33% of the American people are getting liver diseases off of glyphosate? Well, do you think there's only going to be, once people find out about this, there's only going to be 11,000 cases against Bayer? Dude, you might as well shut the doors right now. You might as well go bankrupt right now. Because that might save you from public execution. Oh. These diagnoses are in some as young as 8 years old. But glyphosate is not only having alarming effects on human health. Soil scientists are beginning to realize the residues of glyphosate application are also having a possible dramatic effect on soil health and nutrition, effects that can take years to restore. While most attention is understandably drawn to the human effects of the exposure to glyphosate, the most widely used agriculture chemical in the world today, independent scientists are beginning to look at another alarming effect that the agrochemical, its effect on essential soil nutrients. In a study of the health of soils in the EU, the online journal Politico.eu found that the effects of spraying glyphosate on major crops in European agriculture is having a disastrous consequence on soil health, in addition to killing the weeds. Scientists in Austria's University of Natural Resources and Life Sciences in Vienna showed that casting activity of earthworms had nearly disappeared from the surface of farmland within 3 weeks of glyphosate application. Well, as the worm turns, a little bit more on this after the break, folks. Geez, health problems worldwide, could it be narrowed down to maybe glyphosate? Maybe. But it's got to go. But how are we going to get it gone? We're going to have to sue the crap out of them for the next 100 years?
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As I said, scientists at Australia's University of Natural Resources and Life Sciences in Vienna showed that casting activities of earthworms had disappeared from the surface of farmland within 3 weeks of glyphosate application. And how important are earthworms to crops? I don't know, folks. What happened to the honeybees? They're still trying to figure that one out, and most people believe now that it's glyphosates. So not only is the plant, when it's growing, being inhibited, then once it does sprout something and it's got to pollinate, there's no bees around to do it. Wow. Killing it at both ends of the spectrum. Casting is a process of worms pushing up fertile soils to the surface as they burrow, essentially for healthy soil and plant nutrition. A study at Holland's Wageningen University of topsoil samples from more than 300 soil sites across the EU found that 83% of the soils contained one or more pesticide residues. Glyphosate and its metabolite, AMPA, DDTs, and our broad-spectrum fungicides were compounds most frequently found in soil samples and at the highest concentration. The use of various pesticides along with glyphosate-based ones like Roundup has exploded over the past four decades. Across the EU, much across the United States as well, the agribusiness industry claims that this has been key to a dramatic rise in farm crop productivity. However, if we look more closely at the data, while average yields of major grains such as rice, wheat, and maize have more than doubled since 1960, the use of pesticides like glyphosate-based ones has risen 15 to 20-fold. Now, oddly enough, while the EU requires monitoring of many things, monitoring of pesticide residues in soils is not one of them. Until recently, the effects of heavy use of pesticides such as Roundup have been ignored in scientific research. Evidence of soil experts is beginning to reveal clear links between the use of pesticides such as glyphosate and dramatic drops in soil fertility and the collapse of microbe systems essential to healthy soil. And worms being one of the most essential, but no, that doesn't stop there. It's microbial. It's destroying the microbes in the soils. Now, it's well established that earthworms play a vital role in healthy soil nutrients. Soil lacking such as our soils that deprive us from the essentials we need for healthy diets. A pandemic problem of soil depletion emerging globally over the past four decades. Notably, the same time frame that the use of pesticides has exploded worldwide. Earthworms are beneficial in that they enhance soil nutrition cycling and enhance other beneficial soil microorganisms, and the concentration of large quantity of nutrients easily, you know, assimilated by plants. Well, what's becoming clear is the colossal and obviously deliberate official blind eye given to the potential dangers of glyphosate-based pesticides by regulatory bodies, not only in the EU and the USA, but also in China. And leave it up to the Chinese, which today produces more glyphosate than even Monsanto does. More on this. This is an important story, folks. I wonder why you're always sick, you're screwed up, your guts don't work right, you feel lousy, you just crapped your pancreas out the other day. Yeah, stick around. Second hour coming up.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is our